Blog Talk Radio.
Buenas noches, señoritas. Welcome to the Spirit of America party. And we love you, Super Gringo. And the Spirit of America party book. I just got my royalty check for my book sales. It surpassed my last royalty check. My first royalty check was 87 cents. This one is $1.87. Reminds me of the joke. When things were tough in a household, and the husband talked his wife into working the streets, and she came home and he went, "How did you do?" And she said, "I made $20.10. And he said, "Who was the cheap rat that gave you 10 cents?" And she said, "They all gave me 10 cents. So, just so my second commission check was $1.87. I went to the bank with the 87 cents one. I went to Chase. They're kind of big, you know. I wanted a bank that could handle it. And they wouldn't care. They refused to cash it. 87 cents. How dare you come to Chase Manhattan Bank with a check for 87 cents? So I got it on my wall, you know, my first buck. You know, a lot of guys that start in business, they always save the first buck and they put it on the wall for good luck. I bought a business many moons ago and from a guy that was going out of business. And he had in his office, you ever see a shoestring tie? He had a shoestring tie. And the caption underneath the picture of a shoestring tie was how this business got started. And I immediately took my scissors and cut it in half and kept the shoestring. But that's life. That's the way the cookie crumbles. We're not here tonight to cry the blues. We're here tonight to bring you good news. And our good news tonight is from the gospel according to Trump. And my headline reads, "Trump forgives the Popeth," but I really meant to say Pope, and the TH got there from the second line. So it's Trump forgives the Pope. And here's my philosophy. I used to say, remember when they appointed Pope Benedict and the atheists went, "He's a Nazi." Remember that? And it was really, he was a real good guy. He was a real good guy. If you were in Germany in 1938, you were in the military whether you wanted to be there or not. You had no choice. As a matter of fact, the Russian socialists were in competition with the Nazi socialists, okay? The National Socialists. And when you wanted a gun in Russia, they said, "You want a gun? Sure." You pick it up off the guy that's going over the hill right now as soon as he takes the bullet. That's your gun then. In the meantime, run with him. You have no idea what's coming our way. If you think this is these wars were all fought to end wars, no, that isn't the way it works. It is really sad. So, going back to Trump forgives the Pope. Three sayings I hate. The press uses them all the time. Judge rules. Which judge? What's his background? Who does he donate money to? What parties does he really belong to? Judge rules. Like, that's it. It's a good deal. The judge ruled. They say in Spanish, cagada de toro. That is the poop of the bull. Yeah. So that's one of the sayings I hate. Judge rules. And the media uses that all the time. They'll never give you the background on the bastard who just stabbed America in the back. Saying it's the law. You ever hear Chuck Schumer talk about child murder? He says child murder is settled law. Settled law. You know what Chuck needs? Chuck needs to do a walkthrough. One of Kermit Gosnell's abortion clinics. And see kids that were big enough to go to the bus stop on their own. Yeah, and that movie is long in coming. And when it comes out, there are going to be a lot of sick people. Maybe even cut down on the sales of body parts. Did you ever ask yourself if blue eyes are worth more than brown eyes? They sell them. Planned Parenthood sells them. Yeah, they're going to pretend they don't. They like to look above board. But they do a lot of dirty deals under the table. Planned Parenthood is modern-day Birkenau Auschwitz. That's what Planned Parenthood is. Those are democratic chop shops. You know, your car gets stolen, it goes in, and they take off the hood, they take off the trunk lid, they take out the seat, the seats, they take out the bags. Planned Parenthood takes out the body bags. Yeah. And that is murder, my friends. That is murder. That is not preventive maintenance. That is the destruction of God's creation. And one day there will be Nuremberg trials in the kingdom, in the kingdom of heaven. And all of the aborted babies will be called the cherubim and the seraphim, and they'll be there to testify against the politician who passed the law, the judge who said it was okay, the doctor who said that he does no harm. He takes the hypocritic oath. Yeah, and they're all going to stand before God. And guess what? There's no lawyers. So, having said that, the other thing I hate is when when the media reports, they say nobody likes Trump. Who's they? They say nobody likes Trump. Who's they? They say. Yeah. Or a reporter who asks the Pope. Which reporter? Reporter? A reporter asked the Pope? Which reporter? Was he from Univision? Nothing but communist NBC? The Wall Street Jackal Journal? The lapdogs of Rupi Murdoch? Prince Walid bin Talal? Who, can you imagine how the rage of Hillary Clinton watching the 911 benefit rally right after 911, and Prince Walid bin Talal handed Rudy Giuliani $10 million. And all Giuliani had to say was that Muslims are good people. And Giuliani gave him the envelope back. Could you imagine the rage of Hillary running around up in Chappaqua, kicking her server? Yeah. He gave back $10 million, Bill. What a fool. Doesn't he know this country is finished? And we did it. We did it, Bill. Two chances to take bin Laden. The government of Sudan was going to take him into custody and hand him over to us at the airport. And Bill, the philanthropist, said, no, we shan't do that. We have this can, and we're going to kick it down the road. And then bin Laden was hunting with a prince from the United Arab Emirates. They were out falconing in the Hindu Kush. And the CIA said to President Pinocchio Pants, we got him. Right out in the open, we can take him out right now. And President Pinocchio Pants said, oh no, we're kicking that can down the road. And I always wondered if that prince's father in the UAE got a phone call from a representative of the United States saying, we just saved your boy's life. Here is the wire transfer account. Oh, we got something coming in. Hot news. Big flash. Okay, so a reporter asked the Pope about Trump. Find that S-bag reporter and see how he baited the Pope. Besides, Trump, like Jesus, forgave the Pope, and the Pope is doing penance. And when I come back, I got a couple of hints for Donald how he can pick up a quick 20 points. I'm going to give you the Hindu Kush American Star Spangled Banner.
We are the U.S. of A. For those unaware.
During that great tune, I was, it's a patriot inspiring tune. I was in my book, The Spirit of America Party book, and I was on page 312. And I did a big to do about flag burners. They tried to make it on three different passes. They tried to make flag burning, desecration of the American flag, a federal crime, punishable by jail time. And they lost by one vote. And I have a list in my book here of all of the Democrat and Republican senators who voted to burn the flag. And one of them is Mitch McConnell, and he's in control of the Republican Party. So on page 311, I have a little caption. It says, "Hey, flag burners, get your picture taken with the dolphins." And there's a giant white shark with his mouth open. So, did you ever hear of the ACLU? Every day they get up, they go to work to destroy the Constitution. Would you like to know some of the things that the ACLU supports? Legalization of homosexual marriage, victory for them. Legalization of child pornography, they're working on that. Legalization of prostitution, they're working on that. Jimmy from Brooklyn made a comment the other day that American people are so foolish. He says they're like hookers who believe that their pimp loves them. And then he also said, and we naive Americans are living on top of a dormant volcano, thinking it's going to stay dormant forever. Legalization of live sex acts in public. Legalization of sex between adults and children. The ACLU defends the North American Man-Boy Love Association, whose motto is sex before eight or it's too late. Removing under God from the Pledge of Allegiance. Removing our motto, "In God We Trust," from our money. Forcing the Boy Scouts to accept a homosexual scout leaders. Done. And I hear tonight Savage reading that the president and his czars have required that the CIA hire transgender people. Removing prayer from school and public events. My friends, a moment of silence is a muzzle on Christianity. Any fool that, and in any ceremony, that when they call for a moment of silence and they give you that crap because not everybody's Christian and you'll offend somebody, shout hallelujah and then sing praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. A moment of silence is a muzzle on Christianity. Removing prayer from school and public events. Abortion on demand without parental consent. How would you like to raise your daughter and she gets into trouble and her teacher takes her across state lines, which has happened, to get an abortion? And she comes home. "How was school today?" "Oh, fine, Dad." But her personality changed, didn't it, overnight? She doesn't talk as much as she used to. And she may get weeping syndrome, which happens to quite a few women who have abortions. You know what weeping syndrome is? I watched a girl who was a drug addict in a documentary. I think she was 22 years old. She was a heroin addict. And she had a boyfriend about 26. And they had gotten insurance money from a car accident, about $200,000, $300,000. And they went through it on drugs. And then they were robbing their parents, their relatives. And she went to have an abortion because she couldn't handle a kid. And then they took the train. 22 and 26, two American kids, already gone. Fast gone, express checkout. They took the train head on, and they both died. And that's what drugs will do. Drugs is the curse of the Communist Party visited upon Americans. There's a book called Red Cocaine. You have to get this book. As a matter of fact, I think it's one of the pictures that'll come up in the video portion of the show tonight. I'm trying to remember the guy's name. But Red Cocaine goes back to 1929 when Mao Zedong sold dope to Chinese people. And then when he had enough of them doped up, he killed them. During the revolution, he went after landlords and drug addicts. So, communist drugs have been attacking the United States. It's called chemical warfare. Since 1929. So, abortion on demand we covered, legalizing illicit drugs, physician-assisted suicide, partial birth abortion. What do you mean, you only kill half the kid? If that baby's kicking you, that baby's alive and well. If you kill it, you're murdering a child. Did you see this poor woman who was lured into a basement by a woman who told everybody she was pregnant? And she overcame the woman who was there to buy used baby clothes. And she was in the basement, and the abortionist overpowered the woman. I think he knocked her out. She knocked her out, and she cut the baby from her stomach. She did a C-section. And that woman, when they found her, she was bleeding all over the place. You could imagine. And the baby was dead. The woman survived. And she testified, this woman will never be the same. Al-Qaeda is the only ones I know that could do such a horror. And she was testifying. She lost her daughter. She had a daughter. And she was full. She was almost full term. Isn't that sad? But here's the saddest part. Judges who are supposed to be Solomon-like. I often joke about Chuck Schumer, who says abortion is settled law. He thinks himself to be a Solomon. And if two women went before him, like the story of Solomon, and in the story of Solomon and his wisdom, each woman claimed the baby was hers. So he said, I can't make up my mind whose baby it is. So cut the baby in half and give half to each of the mothers. And one woman said, no, don't do that. Let her have the baby. And so that's how Solomon found out who the real mother was. Now, if Chuck Schumer was playing Solomon, he would say, how many pieces each? And Chuck Schumer is going to answer to Yahweh. Yahweh's waiting on Chuck Schumer. Yeah. And you know what, Chuck? There's no lawyers in heaven. Tory sex education. This is what's destroying the colleges. I don't know how a father can work his ass off give up his future income and put his kid through college at 50 grand a year. And the kid's getting sex education classes on S&M and lesbianism. You have to go to school for this. You can't learn it at the dance hall. I don't know. And there's fathers who are getting second mortgages on their house so that they can pay the tuition of a kid who's learning how to smoke weed through a bong pipe. Yeah, it is really terrible. And these professors are corrupting. They are agents of the Soviet Union. And the colleges, including the Catholic ones, are brothels. One of the Catholic colleges sent me a notice. You know, they're opposed to a show that the students are going to put on, the Vagina Monologues. I said, don't waste another dime in that college. Put the money on the kindergarten. Put the money on the grammar schools. Forget colleges. Mandatory sex education, legalized polygamy, tax-supported profane art. And here's what the ACLU is against. Parental notification for minors having abortions. You know what I saw, and you might have saw it too. It's got to be 15, 20 years old. In Texas. Did you ever see the shooting at Jack Ruby? Well, this is similar. In Texas, an 8-year-old boy was molested by a teacher. The teacher was sentenced to prison. And as the cops were bringing him out, there was a guy on a payphone. And just before he passed the guy on the payphone, the guy put the phone down and blew his brains out. The perp's brains out. It was the boy's father. Now, will he get a fair trial? Yeah, if the jury has other fathers. Here is what the ACLU is against. School vouchers, filters on public library computers, student-led prayer in schools. Today they took down the Ten Commandments, and Judge Roy Moore stood and defended it. That's the day the country went into the toilet. And we've been in the toilet ever since, and the bowl is getting bigger. Nativity scenes on public property. Sex offender registries. Broadcast decency laws. Choose life license plates. Tax exemptions for churches. Posting of the Ten Commandments of public property. Prayers before high school football games. That includes a Hail Mary pass. Parental consent laws. Abstinence before marriage is sex education. Why do you think there's a 50% divorce rate in this country? Why do you think drug addiction is so high? Why do you think the suicide rate in the country is going up? Why do you think there's so much, what is it, bipolar disease? You know who suffers from PTSD besides GIs? Children of divorced parents. And nobody pays any attention to them. Let me tell you something. Did you see the one with Kasich and the guy that was going to vote for Kasich and they hugged? Did you see that one? He said that his father and mother got divorced and it was so traumatic. He went into a mental withdrawal and then his father died and his grandmother died and this guy couldn't take it anymore. He had a come back to Jesus moment, and that sort of gave him a little balance. Why would you pay $500 an hour for a shrink when you can go to confession in a Catholic church and pay $5 and say 5 Hail Marys and be forgiven? Yeah, the shrink can't forgive you. He can only give you another appointment, keep you going on the hook. abstinence before marriage, the military strength of the United States. Here are some issues the ACL supports. And we said that. I put it in twice in this book. How do you like that? I'm a genius. Okay. So, having said that, we're going to jump to a tune. I got a nice tune for you. Come back. I'm going to talk more about El Trumpo, the savior of the nation. God bless El Trumpo. He's going to make America first.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worse. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed? Who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first. Watching the valley, who's in charge of it all? God bless the army and God bless our liberty. That comes the rest of it all. Yeah, man, it's position of backing away. Freedom is stuck in reverse. Let's get out of Iraq. Back on the track and let's rebuild America first. Once more. Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it the most. You think I'm blowing smoke? Boys, it ain't no joke. I make 20 trips a year from coast to coast.
Absolutely beautiful. You know, one of the things the communists like to do, they like to divide us up. So they like to play the North and South game. That's something you ought to know about the South. And I know when I go there, I'm a Yankee, a damn Yankee. But I got to tell you, I've been down in Virginia. I bought property down on the I was shopping for property on the Potomac, and they were all Southern boys. And the real estate broker had bought a farm, and he had cut it up in lots, and he was selling them by the lots, which is sad to see. And you wonder if the guy's farm, he just couldn't pay the inheritance tax and had to give it up. It was in beautiful country, wild country, on the Potomac River. So when everybody got together and the real estate broker was pitching everybody, as soon as I opened my mouth, guy says, boy, real estate must be high up in New York for you to come all the way down here. And I said, oh, it's easy now with the subway. And I said, I just come out from behind that tree there. You want to see guys get nervous. And speaking of guys getting nervous in customs, I'm going to tell you another one. I'm in Kuwait. I'm on business. This is right after George Bush won the war and against the Saddam Hussein and chased him out of Kuwait. That's Big Daddy Bush. So I'm a guest in this guy's house, and we're trying to do some business. He works for Kuwait Airways. So he's talking to me and he says, "Not the, you know, Mr. Tom, just so you know, it doesn't bother me. But if you go into any Arab's house and you do not take your shoes off, it is offensive." I says, "I'm glad you told me that. I've learned well. And have you ever been to the United States?" He says, "No." I says, "We too have a custom. When you come to an American's house, just before you ring the bell, you take all your clothes off." He never bought that, but it was worth the pitch, you know what I mean? Anyway, we're now going to give Donald Trump 20 points. We're going to give him another 20 points to add to his victory. And here's how he's going to pick up 10 points. If you're listening, Donald, pay attention. I'm only going to say this once. And I'll never have to say you're fired, because I'm going to say you're hired to serve the country. And if you do half of what you promise, we're going to be twice as far ahead as we are now. So, you want to get 10 points real quick? Start a telethon, maybe 3-4 days. Get some input from Jerry Lewis's people. Raise money for a private VA hospital. And if you really want to go over the top, with all the extra money, you could start a second home to educate. When I say educate, to go back into the workforce, girls who are in trouble, and help them have their child instead of going to a Democrat chop shop. There's nothing more beautiful than a baby. God makes them that way, so don't kill them. And we got people that don't want you to see what they're killing. I saw a sad sonogram the other night. I saw a good one. I'll tell you about a happy one and a sad one. And it's only sad because of the loss of love. Inside the mother's womb, twins, a boy and a girl. The boy has a hole in his heart, and he has brain damage, and he's dying. And the sister is normal, and he's holding her hand. What would you think if you saw that in a sonogram? It would rock your world, wouldn't it? Now, there's another one, a sonogram, and the mother is singing. If you want to have some fun, clap your hands. And the baby in the sonogram claps his hands. And she does it again. And the baby in the sonogram claps his hands. If you saw that, it would blow your mind. And I don't know if you ever saw the picture. I have it in my book, because one of the chapters in my book is called Save the Kids. There was a doctor doing a spina bifida operation of a baby in the womb. And a photographer was taking pictures of this blessed event. Okay? And I don't know if you've ever seen a spina bifida baby that's grown up. It's very hard. They have a shunt. They are a little bit retarded. And I know a family that had two boys or three boys, and their sister was a spina bifida baby. And she died young. She died like 10 or 12. But there was more love in that family. They were a good Christian family, good Catholic family. And there was more love in that family because of that girl. And that girl, for as long as she lived happy. It is really sad. There are sad stories in this country, and we got to take care of our own. We got to take care of America and Americans first, all Americans. And we got to stand united. We got to come together as one big family, because I got to tell you something. When we fall, nobody's going to take us in. So back to I told you about. Oh, so this doctor's doing a spina bifida operation, and he's finished his work, and he's suturing up the hole that he made to get to the baby. And just as he's about to do this, and the photographer is taking pictures, at the exact moment the photographer snaps the picture, at the same time the baby's hand comes up and grabs the doctor's finger. And I got that picture. It's in my book. And if you Google, you'll find that picture too. And I titled it, God Says Thank You. And gripping. Gripping, huh? So I just thought I'd mention that to you. And let's see what else we got. So we were telling Trump how to pick up 10 points, do a telethon, and announce it. Plug it. And do a four-day event. And you'll pick up more votes than 10%. And if you can do a home for girls that need just a break to get out of the crushing environment that they're in, and to bring a child to full term, put it up for adoption or whatever, and at the same time go to school or learn a trade in that facility, you'd be king of the world. And now if you want to pick up 10 more points, look into insider trading among the House and the Senate. Insider trading is punishable by prison time. It's a federal offense for stockbrokers. Nobody in the country is allowed to make a profit on inside information, except the House and the Senate. When they wrote the laws, of which there are too many, because all you need are 10, Moses gave them to us, and that's what's in the Supreme Court, overhead the bench, and the ACLU is trying to take them down, okay? And when Moses brought us the 10 Commandments, that covered everything. If you look at the Clintons, and you want to identify their sins, you just go by the numbers, 5, 7, and 10. They're guilty of 5, 7, and 10. Chuck Schumer's 5, 7, 10, and 11. Okay. Anyway, you're trying to figure out what 10 is, right? You know, 5 and 7, that's got to be killing and stealing. Yeah, but what's 10? What could the Clintons be guilty of? Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's ass, nor his oxen. Unbelievable. So, having said that, points, look into insider trading, which the politicians promised to stop doing. They made a law that said they were exempt. Only they were exempt, as they gave themselves another fat raise. But Nancy Pelosi asking for a bigger jet because she has to fly every day to California or every other day to California. So they gave her a bigger jet, and you know where she flew? She flew to Damascus to lick the ankles of Bashar al-Assad. And then she asked him, could he please close the palace windows, because she was getting upset by the screams of all the American GIs who were having their legs blown off by IEDs assembled in Syria, shipped into Iraq with Iranian copper lugs. Yeah. And as a reward for killing Americans, President Osama bin Laden bin Lenin gave nukes to the Iranians. No, he didn't. He's preventing it. Yeah, I know. What Snowden is a war hero. He's a First Amendment protector. Sure he is. He's got all of Hillary's emails. I was in a Chinese restaurant the other night, and the waiter tried to sell me Hillary's emails. He said, "Which one you want? You want a Benghazi? You want a..." They only got 22. We got 222. Yeah. And you want to know something else? She's a bad tipper, Mr. Tom. Bad tipper. She don't tip. So, as a matter of fact, Bill Clinton was in the Oval Office, and he was getting harmonica lessons. And the Chinese ambassador called. And he picked up the phone while he was getting his harmonica lesson. "Hello? Mr. Clinton, how are you? Great. Are you busy right now? Oh, Mr. Clinton, you talk Chinese. Ooh, ah." We're in trouble, man. We lost our country a long time ago. Joe McCarthy was right. He just had, he needed to update his list. So how to pick up 10 more points. Look into insider trading, which the politicians promised to stop doing, but they only stopped for a month, and then they reinstated the crime. John Kerry and his cronies from both sides, who sat on the Obamacare plan, profited from insider info on which drug companies would rise and fall. Check the book, Throw Them All Out by Peter Schweitzer. Throw Them All Out by Peter Schweitzer. And also in his book, Peter Schweitzer refers to a free service. I forget what it's called. But if you get his book, he gives the name, and it's a website. You can go there and you can type in any congressman, any senator, and the service comes up for free and tells you who their biggest contributors were, like maybe the top five contributors. And it blew my mind when I went there, because I Googled John Kerry, who's the biggest donator. Who do you think? John Kerry was running for the presidency. Who do you think his biggest donator was? Bain Capital. Does that ring a bell? Bain Capital? Governor Romney? Anyway, we'll go to a tune, and I'm going to play a little. Let me see what we got here. And we're going to play a tune, how the Democrats have broken my heart.
Hey.
Okay, we're back. It was something I was going to tell you, and now it's gone in and out of my mind. Oh, we were talking about the Southland. And when I hear these communists trying to turn Southerners against Northerners and Northerners against Southerners, and of course all the elite comedians, all from the North, always like to make fun of the South. Hollywood makes fun of the South, as they make fun of all cops and policemen, right? No cop should work alone. In the entire nation, no cop should walk a beat alone. They should always be in pairs. How can you send one cop in one car to pull over a carload of guys and ask them to roll down the window and not get shot 16 times? And he can't draw his gun until he's been shot at? If I was on the job, I'd have them all crawling around naked. It would be through a pipe. I'd have them going through a pipe. Especially the terrorists. They have to go through the pipe first. So this way, if they're carrying anything and it goes off, they get bazooka'd. Yeah, unbelievable. Okay. And here's the thing to ask yourself when all these communists are turning Northerners against Southerners. The Southerner is our brother. We had a family, a fight. And when the fight was over, the family came together. And you can go to the wall, the Vietnam Wall, and you can look at all the names on that wall. And there are Latino names, there are African American names, there are Southern names, and they all died for this country. I'm sure they weren't too thrilled about it. But when the country called, they didn't go to Canada. They didn't go to Hollywood. They didn't go to the Peace Corps like Chris Matthews, who was decorated for his guacamole dip. Yeah. These are Americans. These are our blood. And it gets spilled for the red, white, and blue. Anybody who trashes the flag is a traitor. On my show's video pitches tonight, I've got Bill Ayers standing on American flag in an alleyway. And that's all he is alley crap. And he's a college professor. I think it's the University of Chicago. I don't need to go to college and get a degree in communism. I can read all about Joseph Stalin, Leventi Beria. I can read it on Wikipedia for free. So, and here's one question. Oh, the South was outnumbered 4-1. Those were brave guys that stood up against the Yankees. And they didn't stand up because they owned slaves. Only 6% of the Confederacy owned slaves. And 3% owned most of them. As a matter of fact, most Confederates were sharecroppers. They stood up for their brothers and their sisters and their cousins. They stood up for the state. And now it's very sad that the state of Virginia is in communist hands. When you got a guy, when you got a Democrat running the state of Virginia, the Democrat governor who bought the house in Chappaqua for Hillary and President Pinocchio pants, you know that Virginia has fallen. And that's really sad. That's the home of Washington, Jefferson, and Robert E. Lee, who was a good man. They were all good men. They fought for what they believed in. And their rebel flag should not be destroyed by communists, because the communists really don't want the rebel flag. They want the American flag, and they want the cross, and they want them all down. And they want you down. But you don't believe that. You think that somebody will pay your dues all along, all the time. And that's not going to happen. So here's a tribute to Dixieland by a Yankee.
Thank you.
Something to think about. Imagine if cotton only grew in New York State. What would have happened? Would we have had slaves in New York? Or would we have cut them a little deal? Tomorrow's a big day for Donald Trump. I wish him well. He's the only outsider. I like Dr. Carson. Everybody likes Dr. Carson. But I got to tell you something. Obama has ruined it for many a black candidate. And people won't tell you that, and they won't say it out loud. But in their heart of hearts, they're saying never again. Not, I can't take that chance. I made the mistake once. I'm not making it twice. Once bitten, twice shy. Obama has ruined it for a lot of good black candidates. Dr. Carson is great, and I wish him well, and I hope he sticks it out, because you never can tell. There's three plans in life, yours, mine, and God's, and you never know the outcome. Tomorrow, a communist on the Supreme Court could die in their sleep, and then we'll have seven judges. And it could be 4-3, a conservative. So you never know. You never know. I wish Carson well. I think he did get japped, pardon the expression. It goes back to World War II. And he was played. And I got to tell you, I think Fox also. It wasn't Fox. It was somebody else. Fox definitely has an in for Trump. They've been trying to destroy him 2 months before the first debate. Fox was zigging and zagging on Trump. They were putting him down with guffaws. And that is standard operating procedure at Fox. There's a couple of guys that stay out of it. They won't go along with the order. And that's Sean Hannity. And that's Lou Dobbs. Those two people have stayed out of the fray. I think Greta also stays out of the fray. But they've got a standard operating procedure, and they got their orders from Rupi Murdoch, stop Trump. And that's what they've been trying to do. And Megyn Kelly is no good. She might be good looking, and when she bats her eyes, everybody faints. But let me tell you, she's going to bat more than eyes before she's finished. And you can see her on The View very soon. If the puke offers her more money, she'll be saying goodbye to Fox, or is now known as Fox News. I wish Trump a good victory tomorrow, and may the wind be at his back. May the wind be at his back. Or is an Irish saying, may the wind be at your back. I know, may your fields be full. And may God, may the devil not find out you're dead until you're 10 minutes in heaven. May the road rise to meet you. May the road rise to meet you. May the wind be at your back. And may God always hold you in the palm of his hand. So that's our show for tonight. We're going to close with one more theme song. And never forget, if we fall, nobody is taking us in. Oh, there we go. Have a nice night. God keep you safe and your children.